Well, previous to my PhD, I worked as a statistician and later as an associate lecturer in my hometown university. That was in Spain, in Valladolid. Then I moved to the Spanish National Cancer Center, where I became interested in applying statistics to cancer-related questions. Then, after my PhD, I came to Cambridge. I moved to the Caldas Lab in Cancer Research UK, and I worked there for 11 years, first as a postdoc and then as a senior research associate. Well, I really love the idea, as Chucky expressed it beautifully, that being a statistician, you get to play in everybody's backyard. There are so many exciting problems that a statistician can work in so many different environments that is amazing. I also like the concept of identifying patterns in what seems like apparent noise. We can say finding a signal amidst chaos. So you see, I think statistics can be poetic too. However, since I started working in breast cancer research during my stay in the Caldas lab, I got more and more interested in this field of research. And the fact that what we do that might seem too abstract at the beginning and for some people just a mental exercise, you want to put it away, well, it can end up having a profound impact in many people. There are a lot of researchers that are coming from very different backgrounds nowadays, and they all bring very different ideas. They all bring the very different ways of trying to solve these fundamental questions. So I feel like we are all bringing a small piece of the puzzle that we are trying to build together in a cooperative way. Well, I have been very, very lucky to have great mentors, both during my PhD and also during my postdoc period. And they have ingrained in me a rigorous scientific discipline. Basically, to focus on the important questions, then to try to be very close to the mechanism that generates the data, to try to understand it as much as I can, and then being very creative in the process of how we answer these questions. Being open-minded to different methods, different techniques and technologies, but always completely true to what the data shows, to what the data wants to tell us. Also, being part of the personalized breast cancer program, I am very motivated with the work of all the professionals there and all the effort that is being put into finding the best possible treatment for each patient. Well, we will work developing models and methods to try to understand what are the biomarkers that are most relevant for breast cancer patients, both in a prognostic setting and also as a predictor of treatment response. Some of the challenges of applying these methods in a clinical context is that they can be highly dependent on technical aspects, both on how the data was generated, but also how the data was processed and how it came to us. We want to build robust tools that can be used in a daily routine, for example, as part of the personalized breast cancer program. We are also very interested in producing algorithms that allow us to dynamically track how well a patient is doing, just to monitor the response of that patient to treatment. As I was saying before, our main aim is going to be to just come up with this small piece of the puzzle and try to help pave the way towards a true individualized treatment in breast cancer. Well, it is a bit strange to start a group remotely, and I miss personal interactions. However, I must say that everybody has been very supportive, and I hope the situation will improve as we are slowly moving back to populate the building. Hopefully, a new way of working, more flexible, possibly hybrid, will turn out to be very productive. Well, that would be interactions, of course. The amount of expertise in the unit is astonishing. And there are a lot of people I'm hoping to be working with very soon. I hope that we can build a lot of collaborations that will benefit from all this knowledge in the unit.